Hi there, I'm Nick Francesco, and this is Your Computer Minute. Well, it's finally happened. Microsoft's been threatening it for a month or so, but they've finally done it. You can no longer use a Windows 7 or 8 key to activate Windows 11. Of course, you were never supposed to be able to, but you actually could. It seemed to be a holdover from the free upgrade from Windows 7 or 8 to 10, which was really nice for the people who were upgrading or had a spare Windows 7 key lying around. From now on, you'll have to pay to get Windows 11, but don't worry. If you're already using a Windows 7 or 8 key that you upgraded to Windows 11, that will continue to work, as far as we know, but you can't upgrade a new installation. For a couple of years now, Microsoft has been telling their investors that they're moving towards a subscription service for Windows. This seems like a logical intermediary step. Why let people upgrade to Windows 11 for free? It's good to know that Microsoft is finally going to make some money. I know you're as relieved as I am. For more computer news, listen to Soundbites every Saturday from noon till 2 on Jazz 90.1.